Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey guys, I'm so excited to be recording for this week, and I hope you are so excited too for a new episode of Happy Hour, especially since this week's topic I think is just so important and I feel like everyone can relate to, so I'm just excited to discuss. But before we get into it, I wanted to introduce a sponsor of today's show. You already know this show is brought to you by Cash App, the number one finance app in the App Store. Cash App has a free app that makes it super easy to instantly send money to your friends, whether you owe a friend for a bet you lost or just want to pay someone back, Cash App is the app to use. I typically use it and find it the most convenient for settling group dinners, like I know I've mentioned before, but side note, I recently used it paying my roommate back for the utilities just for this past month, so obviously there are so many reasons you would use Cash App. And Cash App comes with a cash card, a free debit card that comes with Boosts, which are like instant rewards for shopping at places you already love. You can get big discounts off your entire purchase at places like DoorDash, Whole Foods, Target, and way more. I feel like I just said DoorDash, so funny. DoorDash. It's literally like having credit card perks, but just packed into a free debit card, which sounds pretty awesome to me. I'm also so excited to be working with Cash App to be supporting one of my favorite organizations, the Jimmy Fund. When you sign up for Cash App and use my promo code HAPPYHOUR, all caps, one word, not only will you instantly receive $10, but Cash App will also donate $10 to the Jimmy Fund, a charity that raises money for adult and pediatric cancer care and research to improve the chances of survival for patients around the world. So I hope you'll consider downloading Cash App and using my promo code since we can fundraise so much money for the Jimmy Fund together. You'll get $10 to you and $10 towards defeating cancer, which I think is awesome. And again, use the promo code HAPPYHOUR when you download Cash App from the App Store today. And now getting into the episode. So this is going to be a little bit more of a personal, like vulnerable episode. Obviously from the title, just about feeling lost and making true friends. I don't know if they specifically go together, but they're just like thoughts that I've had recently, and I've always wanted to talk about friends. And I feel like whenever I ask you guys about things you want to hear me talk about in podcasts, I feel like friendship comes up a lot, and kind of like all aspects of it. I am so sorry, you guys. Did you just hear that? I'll leave in a little bit so you could hear. We've been dealing with fire alarm testing all day. I feel like it's every single week at my freaking apartment complex. I'm not even kidding. I don't know why it's so obnoxious. So this is going to be difficult recording the podcast right now, but we're going to figure it out. And you guys know I really like keeping them raw and real and like barely editing. So if that fire alarm is like blasting every couple of minutes, it's going to be really bad. But now I lost my train of thought. What was I saying? So yeah, I feel like you guys always want me to talk about friends, but I want to talk about like making friends, keeping friends, and not just friends that you know, see in your classes, but friends that you feel like a truly like deep connection with and feel like you can really trust them and like they see you for who you are and you can just tell them anything and you guys can share your deepest, darkest secrets. And do you know what I mean? Like, you have to get really deep, but like true, like lifelong friends that you know just have your back and are just like the best people to have in your corner kind of thing. So I know I want to talk about that. And I guess like being lonely in a way too, because that is obviously a thing that I know so many people feel. And I feel at times, and you can feel lonely if you're not around your friends a lot or if you're in the process of making friends in a new space of life, time of life, whatever it is, you know. But yeah, and then I just want to talk about feeling lost, because I feel like people feel lost all the time. I know everyone feels it at some point. Like Where should I be living? What should I be doing? What people should I surround myself with? What job should I have? I think about this all the time. I don't know if it's just anxiety or me being like crazy. Like, am I crazy? I'm going to sound crazy in this episode. But I feel like I am constantly reevaluating that, being like, should I be living in Boston? What if I should be living somewhere else? What if I should be doing something different? What if I should have a different job? What if I should have different friends? What if I should be eating different? What if I should be doing a different type of workout? Is it just me? Do you guys feel this sometimes? But that's why I just wanted to have like conversation about it, and like ultimately say that deep down what matters is like your happiness, your health. Oh my gosh, you guys, this fire alarm keeps going off. I'm gonna freak out. I'm gonna keep losing my train of thought. But I was saying that like ultimately what soothes all of these worries, I feel like, is really just focusing on your happiness and what interests you, and just like going back to the core of why you do things the way you do and where you are in life, and like finding the real reasons for that and just going back to that, if that makes sense, to like ground you and keep you going. Okay, so yeah, I just wanted to say that quickly, but I know that I always start off my episodes with what I'm happy about and a little quote. So what I'm happy about right now is like cliche, but starting in the new year. Also, by the way, like side note, I digress for a second. The new year is like a really interesting time for me and just like idea as a whole, because I feel like everyone gets so behind it and he's like, woo, like a new year. And I get it. It's so exciting. It's like January 2020. Like, you know, I feel like everyone just takes it as like a new opportunity to start new things and be really on it with like their health and fitness and everything. But at the same time, I know that like statistically gym memberships like skyrocket in January, and that's like it, you know? So everyone like gets the gym memberships and has all these goals, but it's like, do people really follow through with it? I don't know. And I'm not even like throwing shade on people that don't follow through with their New Year's resolutions and goals, because I feel like I don't follow through either. Like, I've made resolutions and goals in the past, and it's like, get on like a sleep schedule or sleep more or whatever, and I don't really think that I have. I think I sleep more from not being in college, but I don't know if I'm like on a really consistent schedule or that I drink more water, but that's always like a resolution you have, you know? So I don't know. I feel, this probably sounds bad, but I feel like the freedom and the joy of a new year, but I feel a sense of stress, and I feel like everyone's just so excited and getting after it and is like writing down their three pages of goals. And you guys know I love Tori DeSimone's podcast, and it wouldn't be a happy hour episode if I didn't talk about Tori. And I listened to her one recently talking about, you guys know it's called Manifest, so it's always about like manifesting your life and the life you want to live. And she was talking about like writing down what you want your life to look like in 5 years and be so specific and so detailed. And in a way that kind of stresses me out. Like, I think it's really helpful and it's so great. And at this point I'm like, oh my gosh, manifesting things is literally a thing, because I feel like I've just lived it and seen it time and time again. But I also, I don't know, something about writing down everything about like goals and resolutions and what you're going to do, it stresses me out, because I feel like it brings me back to that sense of, am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? And am I in the right place? Like, I'm feeling kind of lost. So I don't know. Is it just me? I feel like I'm going crazy over here in January of 2020, just feeling kind of like stressed about it all. Is it just me? I don't know. And you know what? Ultimately, I feel like the stress of New Year's resolutions and goals and everything comes from comparison and comparing myself to other people's resolutions and goals and seeing like, oh my gosh, Tori has this like 3-page manual of what her life is supposed to look like and how it's gonna go. And like, I don't have that. Oh my God, like, should I be doing that? But you guys know I've talked about comparison in the past, and I've talked about comparison specifically in my body image episode, and comparison is a bad, bad thing and you shouldn't do it. So I need to just, you know, stop feeling this stress, or not to like discredit stress, because it's like a thing. And if I feel stressed, I feel stressed. But I need to just take a step back, take a deep breath, light my candle, and yeah, like be grounded, do some yoga, and find like the real like truths and reasons behind why I do what I do and what I enjoy. This is getting really deep. Is anyone understanding what I'm saying? Anyway, okay, let's talk about what I'm happy about right now, because I got sidetracked about talking about the new year. So what I'm happy about right now is what I was saying is kind of cliche, but I'm really happy about my health in the new year and just like taking a step back and being like, I am so blessed and so lucky for my amazing health. And that's something that if you're healthy, you don't think about. And if you are unhealthy or dealing with any health issues, you really think about it. So I just want to say that quickly because if any of you are dealing with health issues, I know how frustrating it can be and how like disheartening and, you know, whatever it is, if you're injured from a sport, that can be really, really tough if that's like, you know, what gets you going every day and your drive and your passion, and not being able to do that is something that's so tough. And I know that like firsthand from being a Division I lightweight rower and seeing it happen with my twin sister. So I know like injury can be so tough, or just anything, the multitude of like health related things. So yeah, if any of you are dealing with health issues in the new year, just know that I'm in your corner and I am praying for you. I really am, because whenever, this is cheesy, whenever I go to a yoga or a soul cycle class, in the beginning, they're always like, well, usually yoga, but I think about it in soul cycle too. Like, I always think about in a yoga class just devoting my practice, and that sounded really like intense, devoting my practice, like just setting my intention for that class to be there and show up for the people that can and wish they could. So obviously you guys know I always think about my twin sister Lucy, who with her health issues with her back and things, it limits her in her, you know, fitness realm of things. So yeah, just know that I'm praying for you if you deal with health issues, and my health is something that I just feel so happy about and so blessed, and something that I'm always working at. And that's why I feel like I value such a healthy lifestyle and eating healthy to fuel my body and working out, because I enjoy it and because I enjoy how it makes me feel and I know it's good for me. So yeah, that's what I'm happy about. I'm happy about just like where I'm at in life, my degree, my family that I still have around, not to sound like morbid, but obviously you guys know, like I lost my dad. I'm very open with it. And that's something that it's something that's so hard for me to be open with, but something that I know is so important. And even this morning, you guys, I went to a soul cycle class and I met a bunch of girls, but two girls in specific. One was telling me about how her mom has been going through chemo and she had scans today for her cancer, and I literally had chills and I was like, just know that my prayers are with you, like my thoughts are with you. And she's like, I feel like fate brought us together this morning, like the day that my mom is having her scans, and I've been watching you for so long and I'm such a big fan. And I'm like, I think that's a really good omen that we like found each other. And you guys know one of my dear friends, Angela, who just recently went into remission after so many months of chemo. So where did I even start saying all of this? But I was just saying that I was grateful for my family that I do have. And the other subscriber I met at SoulCycle was saying how she has dealt with grief a lot this like fall semester, and that I really helped her with that. And I was just like, oh my, chills again. Like, I'm getting emotional over here. Like, you guys just know the way to my heart, and that is why I'm so open and why I push myself to be open about grieving about the loss of my father and any other personal thing, because I know how much it can help people and how much I felt way less alone in my grieving process when other people would talk to me about a parent they lost or whoever is in their life. So yeah, I'm getting sidetracked again. I'm getting chatty, but this is just why I'm so happy about and grateful for these things going into the new year, that I have my mother, I have, you know, all my extended family, my sister, whatever it is. So yeah, I'm happy and grateful for my job because it gives me so much freedom, and it literally is what lights my soul on fire. And I just love sharing my life on YouTube and like documenting my life. And like I just said, like I live for the moments of this morning where this girl's telling me how I helped her through her grieving process. Like, that is what makes it all worth it for me. I'm gonna like get emotional over here just like talking about it and sharing it, because it is really hard. So okay, we're not gonna talk about that anymore. I'm about to cry. And the last thing that I'm happy about is my independence. And we're going to talk about this, but what I really mean in that is like financially being independent. And I feel like I'm independent in the way of like getting things done. Like, I always get my things done and I like getting after it and being productive. I'm still working on the people thing of being independent. You guys know I hate being alone. Like, I'm alone right now in my apartment. For this coming week, I'm actually making a vlog about like being in my apartment alone for a week, which is so funny that it puts me in such a different mindset and headspace. And I feel like it's such a weird way of life right now for the next week because I'm in my apartment alone when really I'm alone here a lot. Like Taylor works, I was going to say 9 to 5. She doesn't work 9 to 5. She usually starts at 7, comes back. It differs depending on the day. But she's gone all day. And it's just funny because I think of like my life in my apartment right now so differently since she's not here. Like I miss her so bad. And I feel like so lonely, even though, like I said, I'm working on that because I need to work on enjoying my own company, and I always am, and it's not that bad anymore. Like, I feel like I used to feel, like, really, like, it was, like, a debilitating thing where I couldn't, like, function if I was, like, alone. It sounds dramatic, but if any of you deal with that, you know what I mean, or especially if you're a twin, because I remember on a bunch of my videos, people were saying that it is deeply rooted in being a twin, and like you literally go from sharing the womb with someone and growing up with them. And Lucy and I were so close, and obviously being like the same gender, we would go to like cheerleading camp. Why am I thinking of that right now? We like every sport, we would like have classes together. We just, you know, would eat, breathe, sleep, work out, like everything together, school, college too. So yeah, where am I right now? Why am I getting off track? But yeah, I was just saying how I'm working on being independent and not like reliant on other people, or not always wanting to be with Max. I mean, I always want to be with Max and be around him because he genuinely makes me so happy, and that's how it should be when you're in a relationship. But I also am like finding my sense of being happy being alone and doing things on my own, and like going to my own workout and going grocery shopping on my own, and I don't know, things like that, you know. So anyway, but the quote that I picked out for today's episode is, I really like this. I just found it on my handy dandy Google. It says, sometimes you need to be alone, not to be lonely, but to enjoy your free time being yourself. And I really thought about it and I was like, wait, that's so true. And as much as being alone like stresses me out and I feel like I have way more thoughts and like worries, which I need to just chill on that, and because like I said, a lot of worries come from comparison to other people. And I think about, you guys know my favorite are Aspen and Parker, they're literally my favorites. I think about like, wow, I'm only a year younger than them and like look at where they are in life. But you know, everyone is so different, and like they live in Utah and they have built their second house. Actually, they just got that other like kind of vacation home in southern Utah. Anyway, so they have their baby and they're married. They've been married for like 4 years. So yeah, you can always compare yourself to other people and find reasons to be worried or like, oh, I'm like behind in life kind of thing. But it's not a race. Everyone's on their own timeline, and you just gotta like think of that. But I really do like this quote because it's like not to be lonely, but to enjoy your free time being yourself. Because I'm like, wow, when I'm truly by myself, I feel like that's when I kind of regroup and get my things in order and can relax and kind of just take a step back and like recharge. Which is funny that I'm saying that, because I feel like introverts are always needing to be alone to recharge and regroup and everything. And I've never really felt like that ever, because I'm extremely extroverted in every sense of the manner. But I do, you know, take joy in my alone time now, and it's something that I'm continually working on. So that is that. But let's get into the real meat of the episode, right? Of just feeling lost in life and making true friends. So it's kind of like two separate things. First, we're going to talk about just feeling lost and like you don't know what you're doing. And let me just first comfort you in saying that nobody knows. And even the people that do know don't really know. And there are things that they're working on. And, you know, like I said, Aspen and Parker, I love them. And I can compare myself to them. And I see their highlight reel that they put out on social media every day. But I don't know the issues that they're dealing with and going through. And I don't know, you know what I'm saying? Like, everyone feels lost or feels whatever it is that they're dealing with in life. So yeah, let me just first say that you're not alone in feeling that. So when I feel lost, like I was saying earlier, I just kind of think about every sense and aspect of my life. And I'm like, am I doing the right thing, living where I'm living? Like, I always, in my mind, there's like this right thing that is right for everybody, but it really isn't like that. And you know what? That makes me think of, I'm just gonna tell you like what I learned from it, not the whole thing. This is getting, I'm rambling. I'm digressing. But in college, there was this one class I took, and there was basically this experiment, and they, if you did something some way, I'm making this confusing by not telling you what it was, but they were basically saying all like the business students did it this way because they felt like there had to be one right way. And I remember hearing that and being like, I was so shocked. I was like, that's literally the first thing I said to everyone. We were doing this like challenge experiment. And I'm like, okay, guys, there's got to be like one right way to do it. And I think this is it. Like, there's clearly just one right answer. And at the end, you realize like there's so many different paths to get there. And there isn't one right answer. And that's such like a business school way of thinking, I feel like. Or maybe I'm just biased in thinking that because I was in the business school. Maybe it's because like I love math. I was going to be a math major at some point. And in math, it's like there's one right answer. And so I feel like for me, maybe just because I've grown up like loving math, I'm like a math nerd. In my mind, there's like one right way of how I should be right now. And I should be living a certain way in a certain place with certain friends, with certain relationships, with certain foods that I'm eating, with certain workouts that I'm doing, with, you know what I mean? Do you ever like feel this? And that's when I feel lost because I'm like, am I doing the right thing? And I just question everything. And like I said earlier, am I living in the right city? Do I have the right boyfriend? Do I have the right friends? Should I be going to SoulCycle and yoga or should I be lifting weights? Like, is that what's right for me? I don't know. Who knows, right? So it's like nobody knows and everybody can feel a sense of being lost. And I know I'm just talking about this really generally, but I feel like a big reason or a big area that people feel lost in is like kind of their career and what they're doing with their life. And I feel like so many times people are like, what am I doing with my life? What am I doing? And people change career paths or they quit their job or they love their job and they stay there for 50 years. Like, it just so depends. And that's what I was saying earlier, kind of, is I feel like when you're feeling really lost, you just need to go back to the root of your interests and what makes you happy and kind of like your priorities in life. And that just makes me think of, I remember my dad telling me about how, so he started working at the health department when he was really young, like out of college, and he stayed there for, oh my gosh, however many years he was there, like 20, 30, like forever. And it's just so funny because it was something that he was so interested in, and he had his master's in public health. And I remember asking him, like, why do you work here? Like, does it make you so happy? Da, da, da. And obviously, as you go on throughout time, it could interest you less or, you know, like different priorities come and go. But I remember him saying one of the biggest reasons that I like this job was because of how much paid time off I had. And that was what was most important to me in starting a family and just being able to raise my kids and be around so much. And I remember being like, wow, that's so interesting, because it's like, as you grow up and as you're an adult, like, priorities change. And instead of like what makes you happy, like maybe traveling makes you happy and you love having this consulting job where you're traveling all the time, but maybe you get married and want to start a family and maybe traveling isn't what makes you so happy anymore and it isn't your priority because you want to like spend time with your kids and raise them, kind of thing. So yeah, I don't know, I feel like I'm getting sidetracked, but I know a lot of people can feel lost in what they're doing with their life, in their career, like I said. So I feel like the best thing you can do is look at what makes you happy and your interests. And even if you don't know, try something. And that's something that I'm like so proud of people when I see that. Because, for example, I think we talked about it in my episode with Natalie. If you guys don't know, Natalie is like one of my best friends. I love her so much. She's like one of my biggest role models too. We met because she's my big sister, my sorority, and I just love her so much. And she is someone that I'm so proud of because, especially post-grad, like especially in my little part of life right now, I feel like it's common that you can feel really lost, like, what am I doing? And I feel like Natalie was feeling lost, and I was like, okay, the fire alarm went off again, so I don't even remember where I was, but I know I was talking about Natalie and that I am just so proud of her because we were both feeling, you know, kind of lost post-grad, what am I doing? And for me, it's kind of like, I know I love YouTube, but I just have to constantly stay inspired and loving the content that I'm putting out, or else I find myself really unhappy. But it's because it's something that has always made me happy for so long and something that I've always done for fun. So when it becomes less fun for me because I'm not liking the content I'm putting out and I'm like kind of down about my videos and whatever it is, it's just like an issue. So it's something that I'm always working on to feel really, you know, driven in making my videos and inspired and like loving what I'm creating. And Natalie was kind of like, what am I doing? Like, I feel lost. And I was like, sis, me too. And I'm like beating around the bush, but the reason I'm so proud of her is because acting is something she's always thought about, and she is one of the funniest people I know. She's so interesting, and would really think that she would like to give acting a try. So she is going to acting school in, oh my gosh, in January. Like literally she leaves in a couple days and she's there for 4 months. And I am beyond proud of her because I feel like that takes so much like ambition. And it's like kind of risky because I'm sure some people after graduating college are like, oh, what am I doing? I don't know. Could I go to acting school? Like, no, I should be like using my degree and getting a real job. But I am just so happy that she is going after what she's passionate about and what she's happy about. And even if she doesn't really know, she's trying something. So I'm just so happy for her. And I feel like that's such a good lesson to learn because in my experience, I think about how I really knew I wanted to be a dentist. I don't want to be a dentist anymore. But I really thought that, and it took being a bio major and being like pre-dental to find out that I didn't want to do that. And I feel like trying something just to learn that you really hate it and don't want to do it is almost just as helpful as finding what you do enjoy because it pushes you in the right direction or says, okay, this isn't for you. So for me, you know, quit the whole bio thing, switched my major to business and ended up in with a degree in like just, I think it's called EPU. It's weird. It's like general business administration with a concentration in marketing, which you guys know. So, which is something that I'm really passionate about. And I really love studying my like last 3 years of school. So I'm really grateful that I did the whole bio thing to realize that that's not what I didn't want to do. And say, for example, like I was using Natalie, say after acting school, she decides it isn't for her. I feel like that's just as valuable knowing that she did it, but that isn't what she wants to do, and maybe she'll go to a different interest kind of thing. So I feel like you just kind of have to take a step back when you're feeling lost, think about your priorities in your life, number one. Also, I know, I feel like I'm just being really like ambitious right now and being like, follow your dreams and do what you're happy about and your interests. And I know, I just want to say, I know there are a lot of limiting factors, money probably being the biggest one. I just need to recognize my privilege in this whole subject matter because I feel so privileged and blessed and lucky to be financially independent at such a young age. And I have been since I was like, you know, basically 18. So I know it can be such a limiting factor and you're like, Gretchen, how am I supposed to go, you know, pick up everything and go to acting school if I can't afford it or whatever it is. So I do understand that and I do get that. And it can be tough. And I know people can be in jobs that they might hate or really not like because it pays well or it's what they need to do at this point of life. But I feel like that's also a good lesson. Like just because you hate your entry-level job doesn't mean you're going to be in it forever. And, you know, you can like switch jobs later on once you've made enough money to do that or whatever it is. So I just think bottom line, what everyone can agree on is it's good to just take a step back and look at everything as a whole and, you know, really think about your interests, your priorities. And I feel like that makes me feel a lot less lost, if that makes sense. And again, just not comparing yourself to others and just having faith in that you are where you're supposed to be right now. Is that helpful? I don't know. I hope that's helpful. So now I want to talk about friends, like I was mentioning earlier. And you guys are probably thinking that I'm having like an existential crisis right now, which sometimes I feel like I am. And I'm just like, what's the point of existence anyway? And like, where am I supposed to be? All those questions, like I was saying before. So yeah, I'm sure I'm not alone in that. And it's probably easy to get flustered about it all. But anyway, let's talk about friends. I think first and foremost, go back to square one, like I was saying about just feeling lost in your purpose in life. But I think going back to square one in just evaluating maybe your current friends and the people in your life with who makes you feel like a better person when you're around them, who supports you, who pushes you in the right direction, who makes you happy, who can you have fun with kind of thing are good things to think about. Because you know what I've heard, you guys, is that you're the sum of like the people you spend the most time with or the three people or five people. I don't know the number, but you're like the sum of the people you're around. And at first when I heard that, I was like, no, you can have friends that are so different from you and like really different interests and different hobbies and different upbringings and different, you know, cultures. Like you can be so different from your friends, but I do think there's something to be said that the people that you spend the most time with, you do obviously take a lot of things from them and you learn from them. And sometimes you start acting like them or talking like them because you just pick up things from them and you spend so much time with them. So I feel like it's, you know, not even on purpose, but for a good example, I feel like you guys, is so many of my friends in Alpha Phi, like randomly, a bunch of my friends, I'm about to freak out. This fire alarm keeps going off. But what I was about to say is a funny example is a bunch of my friends in my sorority are randomly from Texas. I was going to say I've never been to Texas. I actually just went with SoulCycle. I forgot. I went to Austin. But before that, I've never been. And a lot of them would say, y'all. Actually, what's funny is Louisa doesn't even say that. But anyway, I feel like a lot of people I would be around in college would say y'all, or I have a bunch of family in North and South Carolina, like on my dad's side of my family, so and on my mom's side too. So I feel like I was just around y'all a lot to the point that I picked it up, and now I still say y'all just because I feel like it's something that's in my vocabulary just from people that I've been around because I pick it up from them. But it's not something that I, you know, say on purpose, but I find myself so many times like at Whole Foods being like, do y'all have more avocados, or I don't even know, just because in my mind it's just like quicker and easier to say, and I'm not even like trying to say it, it just comes out. So I don't know, maybe that's a good example of you're the sum of the people that you're with because you just pick up things from them. And I'm sure if your friend over here is like swearing all the time and has the biggest potty mouth, maybe you'll start swearing even if you don't want to. So I feel like those are good things to think about, and just talking about like evaluating the friends that you currently have, if you're having issues, or if you're just really trying to optimize the people in your life and making sure that they're pushing you in the right direction. But I guess we should backtrack a little bit talking about friends, because I, again, feel very lucky and blessed. I feel like I've never really had an issue with making friends growing up. I feel like I've always had a good group of friends, and I know a lot of people can struggle, you know, even in elementary school, middle school, high school, like especially when you're young, making friends. And because I know people in middle school, elementary school, high school can be so brutal. Like, kids are so mean, you guys. I feel like going to college, I just noticed a lot of people being more mature and just kind of like respectful to everyone else and grown up. And, you know, instead of people like making fun of me for my social media, my YouTube, it was like, oh, like you do social media and YouTube. Like, I've never heard of that before. Like, you do you, sis. Like, good for you. Like, tell me about it. Instead of like, oh my gosh, you know, that weird YouTube girl that like posts about her life. So I do understand that people, like young kids, can be so mean. So it can be so tough. And I just feel really lucky that I always had like a good group of friends, I feel like, and everyone had like a good head on their shoulders and was going in the right direction and wasn't like a bad kid per se or doing things that like I wouldn't want to have affected me by being really vague and not, you know, saying bad things. But anyway, I do remember being really young though, you guys, and I was kind of just a brat. I feel like I was really like overwhelming and just like a crazy like younger kid. I'm thinking literally specifically about maybe first, second, third grade. Like, I literally remember back to then, maybe even fourth too. And I remember Lucy and I would have like different friends. And I just always remember if we would hang out with like one of her friends. Well, we had a lot of the same friends, but sometimes she would have friends that like I didn't have. So we would both hang out with her friend, and I feel like me and her friends would fight all the time, and I just feel like I was a difficult little kid. So that's like my only like issues I can recall from like friendship being young, and just like when you're a little kid, like getting in fights with people or whatever. But I would think that I had some of my own when I was really young. I did, but I just remember I was like a disagreeable little brat sometimes, and I would like get into fights with her friends. But obviously friends change as you grow up, and it can be tough, especially I know from like high school to college, everyone's like, we're gonna stay in the same perfect friend group forever and stay this close and like nothing's gonna change, and it does, and it's really sad. And I know from going from high school to college especially, it's such a big transition, and it's like all you know is high school and your friends from your town. And you go to college and you really branch out and make new friends. But I feel like the friends you make as you grow up are more like closely aligned with you because you've grown so much in high school and college, if that makes sense. So like the friends that you make in college, I feel like are end up being your closer friends because you're, I mean, with them more for those 4 years of college and hanging out with them more than the friends from high school probably. But I feel like if they're your friends in college, you're like attracting the type of people that you are in that moment, and that could have changed from high school, if that makes sense. So I know changing, like friends changing and stuff, can be tough, but I also think it's a good thing if the new friends you're making are more closely aligned with you and your values and who you want to be spending your time with. So I don't know if it's such a bad thing. So I know I keep saying how it can be scary, like your friends changing and making new ones and maybe like losing touch with old ones. And I think there is something to be said for like if you literally just are kind of growing apart, not even on purpose, but say you were buddies in high school, but you go to different colleges and then you live in different cities and, you know, you just kind of like lose touch naturally. And it's sad, but I feel like those kind of friends, the best ones are the ones where you can like pick up where you left off. You know, like I can think of some from high school where right as I see them again, we just like pick up where we left off. And those are the best ones because even if you know, don't see them a lot, you can still like count on them. And if you don't want it to be like, oh, when you finally see them, you can pick up where you left off. I feel like it's all just the ball's in your court and you just have to make an effort to reach out. And I feel like that becomes so much more of a thing going into college, like I said, and post-college, because, you know, you aren't with your friends from high school and college every day. So it just turns into your responsibility to reach out and make plans with people. And it can be like a tough transition when you're just used to being around the people every day, like at school, in class, at like college events and stuff. And then you're an adult and you're like, oh my gosh, I have to like make such an effort to see this person and grab coffee or hang out and go to a movie or whatever. But it's so worth it and so important. And I just feel like friends are something in life that's so important. And I feel like I'm always thinking about my friends and like wanting to spend more time with them. And yeah, friends, I feel like just make everything better. I don't know. I feel like I've just thought about my friends a lot, and I'm like so grateful for the friends that I do have and feel really lucky, because I know it can be something that people struggle with a lot. And honestly, my opinion, if you are struggling with making friends or whatever, or if you're in like a new town, I feel like the best thing you could do, if you can make just one friend. Sorry, I'm like congested over here. If you can make like one friend in a new job or town or area, whatever it is, and then you can be friends with their friends, I feel like you've made it. Just the first friend is tough, especially if you're having trouble relating to people. I know I was saying that you really have to make an effort, I feel like, as you grow up to keep your friends close and keep them in the loop and, you know, keep touch with them. But at the same time, I know I was saying like, if your friends are changing or if you're losing friends, I know losing friends can be really tough, especially if it's like on their end, not wanting to be your friend anymore. You're like, okay, what's wrong with me? Like, why is this happening? Why are we in a fight? Like, whatever it may be. But I think if you have friends, like I said earlier, if you go back to square one and you're like, wow, this person, like friend A over here is just not making me a better person and is maybe doing things that I don't really like, or I don't really like how they're treating me or acting around me or whatever it may be, if you're just deciding like, I don't know if this person is someone that I want to spend that much time with, I think option one is that you can just kind of drift naturally and spend less time with them, not reach out, not make an effort, and maybe they'll get the idea. And option two is you can have like a big blowout where you, you know, or like an intervention where you discuss everything and decide that you're not going to be friends or whatever. And I feel like growing up, I always thought that like you had to talk about it and you had to be like, oh, well, you did this and that and whatever. But it's like a lot of times I feel like that's just not the best option. And I actually remember my dad always saying there doesn't have to be like a big argument or discussion about it. Like he would say there was times in his life where he would have friends where he didn't really like the path they were going. You guys, I can't even tell you how many fire alarms there's been during this podcast. And don't worry, they're not like real fire alarms. There was just testing. And then there was just this big long one talking about how testing was over. So again, a little sidetracked. But I know I was saying that my, you know, for whatever reason, if my dad was wanting to maybe distance himself from a friend growing up, that there doesn't have to be like a big talk about it. You can just kind of slowly like distance yourself, not reach out as much, and that might just be easier and they'll get the idea. But if you, I think it's just your opinion, but if you are like, no, that is not what I want to do, like I want to be straightforward, like I kind of see both sides, because that can be easier. And especially if you naturally are just drifting, that's just like what happened. But if you're someone that's really straightforward and if you want to like mend the relationship or work on it, obviously just being open and honest is the best thing that you can always do, and just talking about it with them and, you know, what bothers you or how you feel. That's usually the way to go. I feel like too, if you're having issues with friendships, it's not like you did this and you. It's like you just have to put it like in your mouth kind of thing, or like out of your perspective, and just say, you know, when you do this, I feel disrespected, or I feel like you're not listening, or like when you lie to me, it makes me feel like you, or, oh, that's you. It makes me feel like you don't respect me. These are just things that I feel like I've dealt with in the past. And I guess I should say I'm really not into cutting people out of my life and like the whole cancel culture. Like I'm really not into that. And I can't tell you too many people that I've like just cut ties with them completely out of my life. Like I don't think that's necessary all the time. And you never know like what the other person could be going through or whatever. And obviously if they're like a really good friend and someone that you've been with for a while, if you're having issues, the best thing you can do is just like talk about it. But I do think there's something to be said if you feel like there is someone in your life that doesn't need to be there. Like it's your life and you have to prioritize your happiness and your well-being. And yeah, sometimes it's okay to change friends or just distance yourself from people that aren't being a good friend to you anymore. And I think that's okay. So yeah, like I was saying, I'm really not into like cutting people out of my life though. And I'm sure you guys can think of people that you've probably, you know, it's hard for me because since I'm just all open and all over social media, it's so obvious who I'm hanging out with a lot of the times. And you can just see who I'm spending time with. And, you know, probably, like I said, people in the past I spent a lot of time with, and you're like, I've gotten comments about people like, where so-and-so. And I really won't talk about it in videos specifically if something like did happen. If I had like a big fight with something or a big like incident happened, that's not something that I want to air out on social media at all. But I'm sure you can like understand or like think of people in the past, and I'm sure you can just like infer things that could have happened, and you can just let your mind run crazy because I'm not gonna, you know, say like this person did this to me or blah blah blah. But yeah, I just think it's okay if fights happen with people and like kind of friendship breakups that you just work on yourself and focus on yourself and yeah, prioritize that going forward. But again, I'm really not into like canceling people out of my life. I would say if there's anyone that you think that I am like less friends with than I have in the past, like at the very least, we're just civil. Like I really don't have beef with anyone. Beef. Because I just feel like it's so taxing on you as a person and just like draining and exhausting being in a fight with someone. Like I'd so much rather just be open and honest with them and we can like work through it. Another good example, Natalie, like you guys know she's my best friend. And I feel like if we've ever had issues with each other in the past, like we've always just tell each other open and honest. And that's something that I love about our friendship so much. Like if something bothers her, she's just going to tell me. And I feel like that's allowed me to feel that way too. Like if something she's doing or whatever it is, like I just feel like we both feel very like open in our relationship to just tell each other how we feel, which is how it should be. And especially in relationships, like romantic relationships, like you always have to be open and honest with each other or else you are just going to be unhappy. So there. I think bottom line in friendships, you have to make sure, honestly, it's similar to a romantic relationship in your life, but you have to love yourself first, okay? Because you can't just be like codependent and relying on this one friend. And I feel like I can think of friendships I've had in the past where someone, you know, has gone through a breakup or whatever and they become so codependent on me, or I've just seen it happen with other friends because they are just like dealing with something in their own life and they don't love themselves and they're really like broken up about it and really sad. And so they just latch on this one person to like fulfill them. But that's not how it can be. And you have to still, even though it's not a romantic relationship, love yourself first and just prioritize yourself. And then you'll be able to give your full, happy, attentive self to a friend and they'll be able to do the same for you, and you're gonna have a great healthy friendship with openness and honesty, and that's all you can want, and a lot of fun and laughs and yeah. But oh, like I was saying earlier too, that reminds me, like building these lifelong friends and someone that you can really connect with, I feel like going into college or something like that, because you can find people that you probably connect with right away and are friends and that you can like go to the dining hall with or whatever it is. But it's like you really have to be prepared to be really vulnerable and just open with someone if you really want to connect and become close. It sounds funny, just in like platonic friendship. Is that what they're called? Like, yeah, like you don't have like romantic feelings about each other. They're just your friends and your buddies and who you spend your time with. And I feel like the more time you spend with them, those genuine, deep connections kind of form, because if you're just friends for a really long time, you definitely go through like similar things, or you guys can bond on stuff that you have done together or have been through or whatever it is. But I know it can be tough, and I know a lot of people will say, like, how do I find like my sisters, my family, and like these like lifelong friends? But I think it's just something that comes with time and something that you have to be really open to and like vulnerable to be able to build these like really open friendships. And I know it can be hard and it can be scary being so vulnerable and open and trusting someone. Like, you really have to trust things that you tell them and share with them and everything like that. So I know it can be scary, especially also, like, I'm talking about college, but post-grad and making friends as an adult is like a whole other, whew, that's so tough, because you're not in high school or college anymore where you're surrounded by people your own age. As an adult, it can be really isolating. Honestly, anywhere, I was gonna say being in a city, because I feel like being in a city, you just think you're surrounded by people, but a lot of time it's like individuals, like, surrounded by people, but everyone is kind of lonely. Like, I've heard people say that about New York City, like, it's like the loneliest city because there's so much going on and so many people. But you've never felt like more lonely and lost in like an abyss of the concrete jungle of people everywhere, but like not really knowing someone and like having these deep friendships. So now I'm getting like sad over here, but no, not to make this sad. I feel like, especially as an adult, you just really have to be open yourself up and branch out and yeah, be forward with people. I feel like I'm lucky that I'm such an outgoing person that I feel like I tend to make friends pretty easily, or in like a group setting, I can, you know, just like chat literally to anyone. I could talk to your dog or your cardboard box. But I feel like if you're someone that struggles with making conversation, or just like, yeah, I guess striking up conversation or asking someone to hang out or go do something, that's something that you can practice, just being more talkative, I guess, or like conversational to attract new friends. And the last thing I'll talk about is feeling lonely, because I know I just said like New York City, people say it can be like the loneliest city or whatever, even though there's so many people. And I feel like it doesn't just apply to like big cities, but I feel like I know that you can feel lonely in any place and everywhere. And everyone feels loneliness at some point or another. I don't care if you say that you don't, you definitely do. Whether you feel lonely because you don't have any siblings, or because I was just thinking, like, people that have like 10 siblings are probably like, I never feel lonely. But if you go through a breakup, I know you feel lonely because you miss that person. Or God forbid you lose someone in your family, you definitely feel lonely. Or whatever it may be, post-grad, why everyone's like post-grad blues, because you go from being surrounded by your friends every day and everyone spreads out and moves wherever for a job, and it can be really lonely. So loneliness is something that is such a thing and so sad, but I feel like the best thing you can do is, like I said, like branching out, reaching out, like getting involved. Like, I know for my mom in specific, I'm sure you guys could understand why she would be lonely with her two daughters grown up and my father passing away. But she's someone that I'm obviously so proud of, and she's like my biggest role model and inspiration. Like, she's so brave, but she's someone that gets so involved in like her community and reaches out and branches out to so many friends and relatives. And I feel like everyone could take a lesson from Heidi, because she always is having dinner plans to look forward to, or she volunteers or whatever it is. It's like you just have to like make that effort and push yourself out of your comfort zone to not feel lonely anymore, and just put yourself first and realize that that's like a need that you have, and you want, you know, friends around or to have these like deep connections with people. So I know loneliness stinks, and I think it's also temporary, because you can feel lonely, but you can also feel really fulfilled and happy with the people around and not lonely. So just know that you don't have to feel lonely forever, and that a lot of people feel that way. But in the loneliness, I feel like you should feel comfort in your independence and just spending time alone and enjoying your own company. I feel like it's an art to enjoy your own company, but that's just because I struggle with my, you know, enjoying my own company. But I know a lot of people love spending time by themselves and, you know, could probably go weeks on end without seeing people and just like reading books and hanging out with their dog and just doing what they enjoy. So I feel like the best thing that you can do also when you're feeling lonely is just feel like you are working on yourself and staying busy and being productive. And like I said, that you're not going to feel lonely forever and that you need to just work on being independent if that's maybe why you feel lonely, like if you're me, aka. I just feel like being independent is something that is so important. And at the end of the day, not to sound sad, who you really have is yourself. Like, you are always there for yourself, and you need to love yourself and take care of yourself and be productive and efficient and get after it and live your best life on your own. You need to be able to do that because sometimes you're in a long distance relationship, like me right now, or your twin sister moves to Ireland, like me right now, or your mom, you don't live at home with your mom anymore. So yeah, for me this next week being in Boston, it's something that I'm really working on, enjoying my own company and being independent. I feel like this episode was kind of all over the place. I'm sure I'll talk about friendship more in the future. And again, as always, in the description of my episode, you guys can always find my YouTube channel, which is just Gretchen Garrity, my Instagram, Gretchen Garrity, and then my podcast Instagram, Happy HR Podcast. Wait, is that what it is? It's in the description. You guys can see it, but it's just my Happy Hour Instagram. And I think that is the best way that you can tell me things or get in contact with me, just by commenting on those photos, because I will see those comments. So yeah, because I always say that I'm going to make a Facebook page and then I don't. And if that's something that you guys are interested in, comment on my photo and tell me, because that's good for me to know. And I think that would be a really fun way for all of us to interact. But since I haven't done it yet, just comment on my photos and I can see your feedback. Or I know I just posted a thing before this, like, I'm recording my episode for this week and I get your guys just recommendations on what I should be talking about. So I love doing that just so that I can talk about what you really want me to talk about. And I'm sure this was kind of like all over the place and vague, and I should be a little bit more focused when I talk about making new friends. But yeah, bottom line, I would just wanted to talk about making like deep, you know, not deep friends, making friends that you share like a deep connection with. And I feel like I talked about that enough, which would just be like spending time with them, really being vulnerable and open to the idea that you can really trust them and that they will stick by your side. And I don't know, I feel like it just comes with time and practice, and you can tell if they're the kind of person that you want to always have around and be your bridesmaid and stuff like that. But again, I feel like it comes with time. So if you're in your freshman fall semester of college, it's okay to feel like your friends right now are kind of new and surface level or whatever it may be, because I feel like it can just take time. So yeah, I think that is it for the episode this week. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I will catch you next time. Bye.